straight and hard place. God bless him, Lord, to come out so many of God is tangled up and tied up. Lord, it's a tough situation, say, like a lot of times, Lord. Sometimes, Lord, I know we lean to you, God, in certain situations, praying and looking and hoping that you'll move. But God, if it's your will, Lord, you bless us, Lord, to be an instrument, God, to be a helping hand, to be somebody, God, that you can use and obedient. Lord, just bless us, God, and the right spirit, God, the right attitude, and Lord, the right words. God, we'll praise you and thank you for it, Lord. We know the word of God is to straighten us up, God, the spirit of the Lord. The blood of Jesus has got sanctified power. God, we praise you for all of it. God, we thank you for all of it. Lord, it's a situation where we have to choose the light or the dark, the Lord or the devil or Satan of this world. God bless us and hold on to you, Lord. God, it's a close walk we know. God, it's a straight walk, straight and narrow way, God. And we praise you, Lord, for putting us on this way. But God, we'll never make it without Jesus, Lord. Bless us. We continue on, carry on, to hold up the bloodstained banner. High and holy, God, high and holy, lift it up. Lord, bless all the requests. God, our children, family, grandchildren, husbands and wives, God, we bless Kevin, Lord, and bless them. God bless them. We're going through that surgery this week, God. Lord, you know just what it's going to take. Pray, Lord, that it all be successful, that everything will work out just right. God, we bless in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless in the name of Jesus. Brother, he ain't here tonight, Lord. God, we know you can reach that, Lord, and bless him and help him. God, help him, Lord. He'll follow you, that he'll receive every good, perfect gift you got for him. God, please bless him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless this service tonight, Lord, for the funeral of the Bible. God, we bless him in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. got me all mixed up. I thought Pam was beating the drums at this thing here.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And then I did go off preaching on that.
Thank you, Lord. Thank God for a closer walk. It seems like it gets better over time. It ain't supposed to get tougher, I can tell you that. Praise the Lord. It ain't supposed to get harder. That's for sure. Praise the Lord. Amen. After a while, you realize you give it all up for Jesus, and it didn't have no value to start with. Praise the Lord. This world, I know you've got to have money, cars, gas, groceries. I know that house, place to stay, and all that. But it would really be nothing without the Lord. What page you got this paper?
232.
232, the same book.
I'm looking away. Thank you.
folks, we've got a lot to learn when it comes about righteousness too. I know conservatives do too. But it seems like the farther this thing goes on, the worse it gets with some of them. It seems like they dug into their destructive ways, their inconstructive ways either. They just can't get nothing done. They can't go forward. They can't go back. It seems like they just had a stalemate or something. I don't know what's going on. But y'all pray for them. Lord help. Lord help our politicians. I know I don't give any enough requests for them, but pray for the Republican Party too. Amen. They got independents and they got this, that, and the other, two or three other different parties you can be in, but pray for all of them. Lord knows every one of them needs help. I know it's going to take the Lord to straighten out the mess that this world's done and made. So you might want to pray, Lord, come and get your church, get us out of here. Amen. It's going to take the Lord to straighten out the mess they got going on now. They can't see it. They can't see eye to eye on nothing no more. So let's pray for them. Pray, Lord, come and get us one. Lord, thy will be done. Thy kingdom come. Amen. Jesus prayed that himself. Alright, y'all pray for Sister Amy, the Lord will help her. She's got us a message, I'm sure. Pray that the Lord will help her deliver it just like he wants it done.
I appreciate the Lord for that. I do have some scripture tonight. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Psalms. Chapter 68. Chapter 68, verse 5. The Psalms, chapter 68, and verse 5. Y'all keep praying for my voice. Will you find it if you would say amen? Psalms, chapter 68, and verse 5. A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. Read it once more. A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. Thank you for those that stood. You know, Sister Lisa, we have to stay in a good place.
Right.
You know, as far as with your surroundings and in your mind, you have to stay in a good place.
Right.
So today, if you don't keep thinking good thoughts, if you let, sometimes the devil will put things in your mind. Y'all help me pray for me now. He'll get you all discouraged and all upset about things.
Yeah.
That's like the message this morning. You know, people can get, you can get depressed when the Lord says you got some things you might have to put down, others you might have to pick up.
Right.
Some things are upsetting when the Lord says this is how it's going to be and this is what we got to do.
Right.
But Sister B, it's for a plan, it's for a purpose. We got to stay in a good place.
Right.
The devil will get you discouraged about the Lord's word real quick and real easy, because when you give things to, that's one reason we hate to give things to the Lord. You know, it's all take it to the Lord and leave it there. We hate to give it to him because we don't know what he's going to do. And we don't like to not have control over things, Sister Lisa.
Right.
We don't like to say, Lord, here it is, you can take it, and whatever you want to do with it is just fine. We don't like to do that.
Right.
As humans, we are control creatures. And our house, you set up your house just like you want it, Sister Dana.
Right.
When you go in there, if you want the pot right outside the front door, you can put it there.
Yeah.
If you want the washing machine in the living room, you can put it there. If you want the stove in the bedroom, you can put it there. It's your house. We are control creatures. If we weren't, then every house would be the same. Nobody would care. It wouldn't bother nobody that the stove was in everybody's bedroom. It wouldn't bother you to take everything you were cooking back there to the bedroom, put it on the stove, and then bring it all the way back in the kitchen and finish what you got to do. If everybody was like that, If everybody was the same, then it wouldn't bother you.
Right.
But we are controlled creatures. You like what you like what I like. If I go to your house and the stove's in the bedroom, I'm going to be upset. I'm not going to want to cook nothing at your house. I'm going to cook it at my house where everything's comfortable, where everything's nice and easy, and the stove's in the kitchen where I think it's supposed to be. That's just like the Lord. When the Lord goes to rearrange the furniture it's supposed to be, we don't like it.
Right.
If he said the stove would work better in the living room, we don't like it.
That's right.
What if the bed works better in the kitchen? We don't like it.
Right.
Lord, I'm used to the bed being in the bedroom.
Right.
Lord said, well, now it needs to be in the kitchen.
Yeah.
We don't like that.
Right.
You know,
right.
We're controlled. We want it the way we want it.
Yeah.
But he said, this is a holy habitation. Sister Lisa, your habitation, that's where you live.
Right.
That's where you dwell. When we were in school, we had to make an ecosystem, which is a habitation for a frog. And if you close up a box real tight and you put just a little bit of water in the bottom, then it'll produce rain. It'll fog up and dew will come down and it'll keep cycling. There'll be some on the water, there'll be some in the little pond, there'll be some dripping on the side. It'll keep going and it'll be an ecosystem. We were supposed to get the crickets to where they were populate by themselves, and where the frog could keep going and live in a habitation.
Right.
That was where he was supposed to live. That was how we were supposed to set it up, where it could live and survive by itself without us having to keep putting crickets in there or keep filling up water in there or keep changing this or keep changing that. Sister Lisa, it said, God does these things in when he is in his holy habitation.
Right.
This is what he does. Sister Dina, imagine what we could do if we was in a good place all the time. He said, you would do more than I did. I would bless you more than I did. He said, these miracles that I did, you would do more than that. Sister Dina, if we can keep a good outlook on things, imagine what we'd be able to do. Everything ain't doom and gloom, Sister B. Just because the Lord tells you this is the way it's going to happen and that's what he's going to do, that don't mean every outcome is bad. He said, my ways are higher than your ways and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. Go ahead and understand. Let's go ahead and get it through our mind. We don't know what God knows. We don't have any inkling. Just our little bit of knowledge ain't nowhere compared to God's knowledge. Just because he said the train was bound for glory and it was going to hit some hills and some mountains and some rough patches, that don't mean you're not going to make it. That don't mean that mountain's going to be what you think it is. That don't mean that river's going to be rushing. It might be a simple river, just smooth and easy. If you just keep going, you don't know what you're going to hit, Sister B. You don't know what you're going to go through, and you don't know how blessed you're going to be for it. We got to keep a positive outlook. Keep that habitation. Just like you keep yourself holy on the outside, you have to keep yourself holy on the inside. You have to keep thinking good, even when the devil shows you, lays it all out, everything's going to look bad. You give it to God, and this is what he's going to do. You put him out there before, and it ain't nothing going to work out like you thought it would. So what? God knows what's best. He knows better than we do, Sister Lisa. You got to keep going. Sister Dana, you got to stay in a good place. You got to think good things.
Right.
What's that verse in the Bible that says, on these things, think good things. Yeah. Think on these things. There's a verse in the Bible, I can't, the devil's taking it from me.
Yeah.
What's it say? Did you say it?
I know what you're talking about.
Y'all know what I'm talking about. There's a verse in the Bible, and it says, on these things.
Yeah.
You think on these things.
Yeah.
Think on these good things, Sister Dina. Think about how you're going to give it to God and how good it's going to turn out. Think about how wonderful it's going to be when it's all over with. Mama used to tell me every time I was sick, she'd say, just think about how good you're going to feel when it's all over with. When you've done made it through and you were strong enough to keep going. You went on to school anyway. You went on to work anyway. And at the end of the day, you still got a paycheck and you feel a whole lot better than you did before. Sister B, we have to keep going. When you don't feel like keeping going, it's a mind game. The devil don't like nothing more than to get in your mind and get you all depressed and upset about everything. You got to stay in a good place. Make your habitation good. We are good about cleaning up what's around us. When it's a sin, we get rid of it. When it's a problem, we're good with getting rid of it. If it's some kind of physical thing, we get rid of it. If he says lay it down, we'll lay it down. He told us to wear skirts, we wear them. Not to cut our hair, we don't. Not to wear this, not to wear that, we do it. But as soon as the mind game comes along, we all beat down and depressed. Don't know what in the world to do. As soon as the Lord said, take it, leave it there, we all in a bad place. Our outside looks good and our inside's all tore up. Sister B, there's no sense in being like that. He said, he's a good God. He said, what they meant for your evil, I take it and make it good. But this world is evil. This world is evil, and anything of the world is evil. And evil, the devil looks after his own. God looks after his own. You have to look at it. It's evil. It's evil. And it's going to stay evil until God can fix it.
That's
right. So let God fix it.
Right.
I tell you what, we think we know situations, and we think we know people, and we think we know problems, and we think we know trials. When you've been in a trial long enough, you think you know it.
Right.
Sometimes I can predict when the devil's going to fight me. You know, you know when he's going to come.
That's right.
Yeah. You get by yourself. Sometimes I don't want to be by myself because I know a mind, he's going to fight me with a mind battle.
Yeah.
Late at night, he's got right now, he wants to fight me late at night right before I go to sleep. Mind battle.
Oh, yeah.
Sitting there in the bed praying, and he's fighting. Mind battle.
Yeah.
Mind battle.
Yeah.
And it's easy to get depressed. Yeah. Like we know a trial. Like we know what's going on. Like we know how it's going to play out. We don't know.
Right. No.
We don't know. So, Daniel, we don't know anything compared to what God knows. You got to realize, you're a little, teeny tiny person. I'm not trying to make you feel bad. I'm trying to put you in perspective. Sometimes we think we're bigger than we are.
Right.
We're just a little, teeny tiny person. Your life is like a vapor. If God don't add meaning to it, we ain't worth a whole lot, Sister B.
Right.
But he looked down at that little, tiny vapor, and he cared for it.
Right.
Just a little teeny tiny baby. He's caring enough so that he died for it.
Right.
There's a little teeny tiny baby. This is a little teeny tiny baby. And the earth is his footstool.
Right.
This is you. This is him.
Right.
Quit thinking bad. Quit thinking bad. Quit letting the devil get you depressed.
Right.
Quit
right.
being upset
right.
about stuff.
Right.
Take it to the Lord.
Yeah.
And leave it there.
Right.
We wouldn't have half the problems we would. So just stay in a good place.
Right.
Just stay in a good place.
Right.
Stay in a good habitation. He said he was a father of the fatherless. He was a judge of the widows. Imagine what we could do if we wasn't letting the devil beat us down
right.
all the time. If we was in a good place, Sister Ben, that don't mean it ain't all falling down around you and you don't feel upset about it. But keep a positive outlook. The Lord knows what's going. He knows what he's doing.
He does.
And keep, you know, sometimes when we get in a state where we're depressed and we're upset and stuff, that's when we kind of slack up.
Right.
That's when we hit the brakes.
That's right.
Sister Dana, that's why you got to stay in a good place in your mind. Just like we do on the outside, you have to keep the inside clean just like that. Don't let the devil weigh down on your thoughts and on your heart. Don't let him do that. It's easy. Everybody does it, and it's easy to get... that's a routine. Every trial, we're depressed. Every time it comes to you, you're upset.
Right.
Don't be that way. Let the Lord lift your spirits up. Stay in a good place. Now, I appreciate the Lord, and I certainly appreciate the church.
Well, he said he was the father of the fatherless.
Right. Yep.
Praise the Lord.
Right.
I'm glad it's that way, too, ain't you?
Yeah.
Man, your earthly father, they can't live forever. By the end of this month, I'm going to be gone for
24. I'm 23.